Welcome to the French Made Easy podcast, where I give you all the basics you need to speak French clearly and confidently. I'm your host, Mathilde, and I'm a French teacher, mompreneur, and bread and cheese lover. Join me as I dive into all things French for beginners and deliver to you bite-sized, easy-to-follow lessons every Tuesday. Let's get started. On commence. Hello everyone, bonjour à tous, welcome back to the French Made Easy podcast. This is episode number 71, numéro 71. In this lesson, you'll be learning some prepositions and more precisely, prepositions before places. And by the way, if you want to learn more about what prepositions to use before countries and cities, then listen to episode number 58, 59 and 60. So for example, when I say I go to the cinema, or I come from the cinema, or even I am at the cinema. These little words called prepositions, from, to, and at, before places, are the preposition we're going to learn in this lesson. So I've divided the lessons into two episodes. So in today's episode, we'll only focus on the preposition from before places. And in next week's episode, we'll see the prepositions to and at. We want to keep the lessons as simple as possible. Now, before we get started, if you are new to the podcast, then make sure you have your lessons cheat sheet in front of you so you can have a look at the words while hearing them. After the lesson, head over to the French Made Easy library to download your lessons exercises. The link is in the episode notes on the podcast platform you're listening to. All right, vous êtes prêts? Are you ready? Let's get started. So as I said earlier, today we'll learn the preposition from. When followed by a place, here are the prepositions you need to use to translate the word from. Du, de la, de, L with an apostrophe, and last one, des. Now, which one to choose? It depends on three things. If you've already listened to my other episodes on prepositions, then you already know what it depends on, but let's learn it again for those who don't know. Number one, is the name of the place feminine or masculine? Is the name of the place singular or plural? Does the name of the place start with a vowel or not? So that's the three things you need to know. And that's why you can often hear me saying, make sure you know the gender of words in French. All right. So if the name of the place is masculine singular, use the preposition du. Du. For example, je reviens du théâtre. I come back from the theater. Je reviens du théâtre. Théâtre is a masculine word and singular. So I use the preposition du. Je reviens du théâtre. If the place is a feminine singular, use the preposition de la. De la. For example, je reviens de la bibliothèque. I come back from the library. Je reviens de la bibliothèque. Bibliothèque is a feminine word. It's singular. So I have to use the preposition de la. Je reviens de la bibliothèque. Now, if the place is feminine or masculine, it doesn't matter. Singular, but starting with a vowel, use the preposition de, L with an apostrophe. For example, je reviens de l'opéra. I come back from the opera. Je reviens de l'opéra. The word opéra starts with the vowel O, so it doesn't matter whether it's feminine or masculine, you have to use the preposition de with the L apostrophe. Je reviens de l'opéra. Now, if the place is plural, then simple, just use the preposition des. Je reviens des toilettes. I come back from the toilets. And sorry, I couldn't find any example with plural nouns that was a little bit more pleasant, but you know, you get the gist of it. So, je reviens des toilettes. Toilette in that case is a pronoun, so it doesn't really matter if it's feminine or masculine. You have to use the preposition des. Je reviens des toilettes. Okay, très bien. So to recap, to say from before the name of a place, use du if the place is a masculine singular. Je reviens du théâtre. Use de là if the place is feminine singular. Je reviens de la bibliothèque. Use de, L with an apostrophe, if the place is feminine or masculine singular, starting with a vowel. Je reviens de l'opéra. Use the preposition des if the name of the place is plural. Je reviens des toilettes. Et voilà, that's now the end of today's lesson. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to go and download your lesson's exercises to practice what you've learned today. If you enjoyed this episode, I really appreciate a quick rating and review on Apple Podcasts. I'll talk to you guys next week for part two. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt. Hey, before you go, I just wanted to let you know that if you are struggling with forming complete sentences in French, I'm excited to announce my brand new French Made Easy 28-day grammar challenge. The challenge starts on May 1st and it is designed to help you create better sentences in French with daily prompts and personalized feedback from me. So if you are what I call a forever beginner and you want to build better sentences in French, this challenge is perfect for you. So click the link inside the podcast notes if you are interested to find out more. We start on May 1st. À bientôt. Bye.